want. The toll-free number is 855-453. It's the Safehill CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And, of course, here with you tonight, it is Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
We've been talking about our friend Derek J., who is currently sitting in a jail cell and will likely be sitting there all weekend long and maybe even beyond that due to him just not getting along with the local law enforcement officers here in the Keene, New Hampshire area. They do not like activists, and they certainly don't like activists who continue riding their bicycle as the police officer puts on his blue lights and loud, obnoxious siren, disturbing absolutely everyone in the neighborhood at that that moment in time. And
he's been in trouble with the law since the day he was born.
I don't know if that's true, but he's certainly gotten in trouble.
The mountains might get him, but the law never will.
He's certainly gotten in trouble a number of times since he's been here in Keene, New Hampshire. He's a very, very brave young man, and he won the award for Activist of the Year of 2011, partly because he's just really courageous. And, of course, the cops want to put a stop to him and do whatever they can to crack down. And so instead of just being patient and waiting for him to get off of his bicycle and then serving him with whatever papers they were going to serve him with, the cop knocks him off of his bike, sticks a expandable baton into the wheel of Derek's bike, which made it impossible for him to continue on. He then fell off his bike or was pushed off or whatever, but then the officer jumps on him, and we believe he hit Derek J. It's hard to tell from the video what goes on there, and I thought I saw him strike him as I was running up on the scene. A number of activists were on the scene, and there's going to be a more comprehensive video that will be posted. Right now, there is some information that has been released over at freekeene.com. Allie, your partner at Ladies in Keene, Cecilia, has written up a report at ladiesinkeene.com. That is cited on the front page of freekeene.com right now. And also, the address and home phone number for the officer in question has been posted as well.
Oh, boy.
So if you would like to call Mr. Fenton Moore and his family and inform them of what their father or husband did today while he was at work, then, you know, that might be appreciated. We actually did go out to his house just prior to the show tonight. Approximately 8 or 9 activists with signs that had been hastily made, which still looked pretty good considering how quick they were put together, specifically addressing the case in question here, standing out in front of his house. Lives in a very nice neighborhood, a very nice house, got a boat out front, and you know, looks like he does pretty well for himself as a law enforcement
officer. He's not just an
officer,
right? Like, he's got some
kind
of rank.
He's just an officer, I believe.
I thought officers didn't get paid enough.
Maybe it's his wife, but he gets somebody's getting paid pretty well to live in this this nice house. And so we're out there with our signage, and they I think it was Pete Air from Cop Block and Kelly from Free Keene went up to some of the neighbors' houses to knock on their doors and inform them of what their neighbor had been doing.
What do they have to say to that?
None of them wanted to see the video. They were not interested in that.
Surprise.
You know, they believe their neighbor is a good man, and I believe that he is a good, you know, I think he probably is a good neighbor. And I used to think pretty highly of this particular officer in question, because I've seen him take it easy with some people before, where he could have done more to get some people in trouble, which is why I was surprised to see him lose it like he did today.
Well, I'd ask you this. Now, would you say that it's not surprising that an officer would, you know, use force to stop a person who, you know, is in a vehicle and refuses to stop, right?
I think it's not right to do that. But no,
I didn't ask you whether or not you thought it was right.
It wouldn't surprise
you.
They can use force and get away with it.
You have a moral belief that is far from the mainstream. So
my moral belief, I don't think, is that far from the mainstream. I think most people don't hurt other people.
I think most people would expect a police officer to use some kind of force for a person who refuses to pull over.
I think if you are refusing to pull over because you know you haven't harmed anyone or there's no reason, like if you've committed a crime, then you probably know that you've committed a crime. And if you know you haven't committed any real crimes, then if you're avoiding getting pulled over and hassled, then if they force you to pull over and then arrest you, then you should be vindicated.
Well, I see that. I see the point that
should be.
I see the point that certainly people that put blue lights on their vehicles and run around don't have any more right to pull people over than anybody else. I've got that point, but there's a societal belief that these people do have the right to pull you over, and certainly an understanding that those people would likely use force if you do not choose to
and it's not
over.
Right.
Lifeguards
and
don't.
People,
force,
I don't care what
force you
right
out of the water after they blow their whistle on you. They don't force
they
you out
very
of the
well.
Water.
Absolutely. Lifeguards are law enforcement officers. How much time have you spent at the beach versus...
Lifeguards are not law enforcement officers.
What?
Are you kidding me?
No, I am not kidding you.
Are you telling me that the 16-year-old lifeguard's getting sworn in as a cop?
Are you talking about at a pool? I don't know of any place that hires 16... Any beach that hires...
I've been to pools. I've been to the beach. I've been to... water parks, and I've seen lifeguards blow their whistles at lots of people, and they never force them to listen to them.
You know, if it's all right in people's minds for the police to use force, use in some cases deadly force, but to use force against somebody who just hasn't pulled over for them, or in this case on a bicycle, hasn't pulled over fast enough, and for all we know, Derek would have pulled over eventually anyway. But if it's all right, then is it all? Why not? Shouldn't it also be all right since he was just trying to serve him with papers? Should it also be right that if you see him go into the house, that you can just go right ahead and kick the door in since you know he's in there?
I wasn't listening. I was looking up, here's volusia.org. Many career lifeguards begin as seasonal workers. Career lifeguards are certified law enforcement officers and emergency medical technicians.
A career lifeguard is different from somebody working
that's
at
what
the
I'm,
beach.
Yeah, I'm not talking about some kid that was hired at the pool for the summer.
Gotcha. Well, lifeguards are lifeguards. So my question was about if it's all right to use force in people's minds, if it's all right to use force to get someone to pull over because you want to serve them with papers, then is it also all right to just go ahead and kick in someone's door, too?
I don't know.
If you want to serve somebody with papers.
There are different rules by which police officers operate in the same way that you said that you can walk down the street without, and you don't have to respond to a police officer who's coming after you, whereas if you're riding a bike down a street, you're on a vehicle, on the road, you've entered their domain. It is a vehicle as they define it, okay? All that matters here is the crap they've written down on paper and that people choose to believe as the truth. The question I've been trying to ask for the last 3 minutes as you mince words here is, what do you think it would be like for this officer to go back to the station after he rode around for, say, 10 or 15 minutes on one of these slow speed chases after Derek on his bicycle? Do you think that it's impossible that Derek would choose not to pull over at his house? I mean, you know, what do you think it would be like for that officer? Do you think that he'd be laughed at and chuckled at by
his friends?
Why
isn't he different than when they go to people's houses, knock on their door, and no one answers, and they have to go back to the station and say they didn't answer? Oh, he didn't pull over.
Why is it different when you're in your yard versus you're in my yard? That's their property out there on the street.
Is it not going to be more embarrassing when he pulls him in and he says, yeah, I was trying to serve him these papers. And they're like, oh, dude, he's given those papers earlier today. You didn't have to do that.
Yeah, well,
that's embarrassing.
Yeah, none of this had to happen at
all. Bad communication certainly is
these bureaucrats did not communicate with one another appropriately to let them know, hey, Derek J was just served a half an hour ago.
But what incentive do they have to communicate with each other?
None whatsoever. I mean,
look, Derek's sitting in jail right now because he refused to stop and take some papers.
No, Derek's sitting in jail right now because this aggressive cop attacked him because he refused to stop and take some papers.
All right.
And we don't know what this cop said to Derek, because you can't hear anything over this crazy cop siren that is blaring out. I'm telling you, Mark, you weren't there for this. I was.
I saw the video.
You saw the video, but you weren't there. I was there, and I know how loud that siren was. You can barely hear yourself think.
It's the purpose of it.
You can barely hear yourself think. You certainly can't hear someone speaking to you if they're telling you something. You can't even have you can't have a conversation.
When the siren comes on, you're supposed to pull over. Did you not see the commercials during the Saturday morning cartoons when you were little?
I don't remember any commercials like that.
Well, they make it clear that when emergency vehicles turn on their sirens, you go to the side of the road. That way ambulances can get by and police officers can pick out the people that they want to pull over.
Is there, okay, do you know the specific, what are the rules about pulling over, Mark? Is there a certain direction you're supposed to pull over? Are you supposed to, how long are you allowed to wait to pull over? Do you know all this?
Yeah, I think that there's certainly, these things are ambiguous. And I think that the amount of time, the 30 to 40 to 50 seconds that Derek refused to pull over, seems like a relatively small period of time to me. But I think that there's also this conversation going on, this sort of predisposition of teen cops to not trust the actors.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
Looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 30th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1669.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1711.25, $855.63 for a half ounce, or $427.81 for a quarter ounce. That's $1711.25, $855.63, and $427.81.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperSeaVeg.com. That's Super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll free. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Give you the features on the site there. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com features including the mobile site for those of you with a smartphone and you'd like to access our streams quickly or the podcast, go to m.freetalklive.com, m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com.
The state owns the land, but they don't own the water. To be free today, you'd need a boat, and not just any boat, a life yacht. A life yacht is a concept for a stable catamaran as big as a house, made out of concrete that purifies its own water, generates its own power, grows its own, to some extent, its own food, and has a shallow draft to be able to get a four-wheel drive car or SUV on and off shore at, simple as a beach or a boat ramp. With a life yacht, you could live free of nearly any government intrusion and have a seashore home anywhere in the world. Have some trouble with the police? Weigh anchor and off you go. You can be involved for as little as $1,000 and the commitment of as few as 8 months. It's ericksoncouncil.com. ericksoncouncil.com. There's a banner at freetalklive.com. It's got a sailboat on it.
All right, we've been talking about our friend Derek J. and co-host on this program, arrested this afternoon, charged with multiple crimes, all because he didn't pull over fast enough for a police officer. Or he didn't want to pull over at all. In which case, it wouldn't have been a big deal because he was literally 50 feet, maybe 100 feet away from his house when the officer ran him off the road, knocked him off of his bicycle, and proceeded to apparently hit him while he was on the ground. Now, if you've ever met Derek or you've seen him on video, you know Derek J. is not a big man. Now,
a slight man.
To be fair to this officer's not a big man either. He's one of the smaller officers on the Keene Police Force. But this guy's got experience at taking people down. He's the professional.
Derek wasn't resisting in sort of an offensive way. I mean, he was refusing to comply, but not his resistance didn't include punching, eye gouging, crotch kicking, or biting.
All he said in the video was that he just wanted to go on his way and have the cop not be in his way, and he just tried to get around the cop and continue on home. So he very well could have just waited until he arrived at home and then come up and and talk to him. And he didn't. He wanted to run him off the road. And Mark, you're kind of defending the police in this.
I don't know that I'm defending the police. I'm defending good common sense.
What is good common sense?
Common sense is when cops turn on lights behind you, you better pull over, otherwise they're going
because
to
beat
you.
Because they're crazy and they might hurt you.
I don't know that they're crazy.
Here's the thing with that, is like, there's not even clear-cut rules about how to pull over, when you're supposed to pull over, what side of the road. I almost got hit by, like, sideswiped by a car, by a police officer when he turned his lights on, and I tried to make a left because that was the closest one. I would have had to wait longer to pull over. I figured I was supposed to do as soon as possible, so I tried to make a right, and he tries to pass
left
me
left or right. I'm not understanding.
So I'm going down the road and I try to make a left, and he because he's got his lights on behind me, so I assume he's pulling me over. As soon as I start to turn, his car goes whizzing past me. And this is like just a two-way road, you know?
Look, I've had problems like this, too. I had a police officer pull me over. She felt that I pulled over too quickly. So, these things happen. There's no doubt that there's confusion around how long you should do it.
But they
Derek
don't have
saying,
to happen.
I'm not basically saying something to the effect of, I'm not pulling over, I'm just going home, or, leave me alone.
Yeah,
those
I'd like
kind
to be
of
on
things.
My way.
Yeah, I'd like to be on my way. These kind of things. Right. I mean, he really had, you could tell, no intention of pulling over. Now, I don't know what the police officer could tell from his car, and I think that, I think that the amount of seconds the police officer gave was a little short, but it was a little short for the average individual. It's not like it's these guys' first day at the carousel. They've dealt with you people for years, and they think you're crazy too.
Go around hurting people.
They specifically make the rules confusing because that way they can charge people with more things when they break these supposed rules.
Right, and the cop tells me earlier today, tells us because a number of us went out to the police department when he was taken there to see if we could, be there if he gets out or whatever, and see what kind of information we could glean. And one of the commanding officers, the officer in charge at the time, was like, "Well, we'll sort things out." Like, well, you don't have to sit in a jail cell while they're sorting things out.
Yeah.
The man who is the violent person today doesn't have. He's sitting at home right now with his wife in his nice house with their nice cars and their nice boat and their barbecue grill in the driveway, and they're sitting at home.
You're not holding their the items that they have to make their life comfortable against them, are you? Are you?
No, it's fine with them. I'm just pointing out that they're doing very, very well for themselves while hurting peaceful people. And it's disgusting. And the neighbors of this man were not interested in seeing the video that would show this man in a different light. They all believe he's just, it's just peachy having him for a neighbor.
It's interesting that the social currency that you people have in town, where you can't even get people to watch a 1-minute video.
Yeah, well, I mean
that's the hearts and minds that you've won.
Mark, please. You're talking about the next-door neighbors of a police officer.
Oh, yeah, they're bad people, too.
Who probably believe... I didn't say they were bad people.
Let's define how many people away from a cop do you have to be in order to be good or bad?
They probably believe... I didn't say they were bad people, Mark.
Allie wants rules here as to how and when one gets pulled over. I mean, if you're just saying, well, these people live next to a cop, so they must be brainwashed by the man...
They live next to the cop.
Lunatic.
They probably feel like having a cop as a neighbor is a benefit. They probably like the guy personally. He's a likable guy in the encounters I've had with him. And I had one lengthy conversation with one of the neighbors who came out to ask us to move our cars. And he, you know, he
still
said,
didn't want to see the video.
No, he said he said that his neighbor's a really nice guy, and he made all these excuses for him. Well, he's got to deal with heroin addicts, and you don't know who these people he has to deal with. And I'm like, well, you know, I understand all that, but he knows who Derek is. He knows he's not dangerous. He knows he's not a heroin addict. So, like, he's making all these excuses for his neighbor, who's his buddy. He knows him really, really well. And, of course, you don't want to see a video that puts your friend in a negative light.
I watched this video. And then I showed this video to my wife. My son actually enjoyed the police siren, so we had to play it several times. You know, the first viewing of this video, I'm like, oh, my God, he's going to get creamed. I saw the man was refusing to pull over for a cop. The reasonable assumption at that point is this guy's going to get in big trouble. I don't think that you're going to show this to people and they're going to go, oh, dear me, I can't believe what I'm seeing.
It's a shame that people wouldn't be upset.
It's a shame that people don't.
It's a shame that they wouldn't be upset at an innocent person being attacked by a man who is in any way not accountable for his actions.
So is Derek supposed to just sit there and say, well, when people see this video, they're going to really side with the police officers because most people have been taught that the police are always right and I should just go along with society's biases towards authority?
Society's biases are strong.
That's what Mark is saying. Just
it's
do what
true
you're told.
That society does have strong biases, and I'm the same way. I don't want to get arrested while, you know, society's all behind the cops. I really don't want that to be my situation. But I respect people to have the courage to not care what people think if they're in the right.
Here's what I'm saying, Ian. If you do not want to be beaten and harmed and injured, you should pull over when the police turn on their lights. Secondly, if you want to have effective activism, you should participate in the community to the point that people feel good about you.
Plenty of people feel good about me.
Yeah,
not the next-door neighbors of the cop because they believe he's a good guy.
Well, they probably don't have to experience them the same way because they live in a nice neighborhood.
And they don't want to experience him in the negative light.
I don't think that video is going to put him in the negative light to them.
Well, anytime you run a peaceful man off the side of the road with your car and then beat him... I would hope that some people would see that as a negative. But I agree with you, Mark, that not all will.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves here, but also over at freetalklive.com, you get to control the content of the site if you'd like. You can vote on different items that you see there, vote them up, vote them down, and the most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the website. You can actually submit things to the site as well. So if you find something online that you think's interesting, you want to share with our listeners, you submit it as show prep, and then again, it can be voted on, and it might make it to the top of the site, meaning more people will see it, including us, making us more likely to talk about it on these radio waves. So once again, go to freetalklive.com.
If you've ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive, jurisdictionary.com is the course for you. Look, we've been talking about Derek here. If he takes this to court, he's going to need jurisdictionary because, you know, whatever the guilt or innocence, you need to know how the court's rules work. You need to be able to, you know, make motions. You need to be able to make objections. And upon what grounds do you make objections? Those kind of things. Jurisdictionary.com teaches you that stuff. The things that you should have learned in civics class in high school that they didn't bother teaching you, Jurisdictionary does. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the four CD courses, so easy the average eighth grader can learn it in a weekend. You can put these CDs in your car, and on the way to work, you can learn Jurisdictionary. It's great. It works in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts, for plaintiffs or defendants. You know, it works, and as a matter of fact, around the world in all kinds of English common law districts. You can visit jurisdictionary.com, download. They've got all kinds of free tools there for you. When you buy the course, you get immediate access to the course, by the way. They'll also send you the four CDs in the mail, but you can get immediate access if you need it. Jurisdictionary.com. When you check out, use the pull-down menu, mention Free Talk Live. Jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so there's really not much else that can be done at this point. There's a phone number for the Keene Police Department on the freekeene.com post. Dramatic video of Derek J. being knocked off by his bike by law enforcement. The phone number's there. You're certainly welcome to call them and tell them how you feel about it. Suggest that they drop these charges and let our friend and wonderful co-host out of jail. There's probably not much else that really needs to be said on this. I mean, Mark, it's clear what your position is.
Well, I still don't understand. Mark, do you think that Derek is in any way guilty, and if so, of what?
Well, guilty, are you talking about by their definitions of their laws,
by,
or guilty by my definitions
Mark
of what's
Edges.
Right and wrong?
Mark Edges.
As far as I'm concerned, free people should be able to move about freely if they haven't harmed anyone, that people that put flashing blue lights on their cars have no more right to pull anyone over. I mean, imagine for a second if I tried to pull somebody over, and then if they didn't pull over in 30 to 50 seconds for me, if I got out and I, threw them off their bicycle or whatever.
Well, let's say your job is, say you're hired to protect people, like you're the watch guard for the neighborhood or something. Yep. That's your job.
Right. If a security guard, for instance, did this same sort of thing, I would say that he was stepping beyond the his role. And that's why people call security guards rent-a-cops.
You know, it's one
because
thing,
they don't have the same sort of power and importance
right.
in today's society the cops do.
And it would be one thing if they wanted Derek for rape or murder or something like that. It would make sense if this person was wanted for some sort of a crime that involved the harming of another person. It would make sense to take a little bit of a, perhaps a violent step to try to bring that person to justice if that's, if that's what the person was out there for.
That's the purpose of the fleeing felon rule.
But
yep.
This was a man who was simply, they were trying to serve him with papers.
What if Derek had been accused of rape or murder or whatever you're talking about? Derek had no idea what he was being accused of.
I'm not talking about what Derek's perspective is.
If you're advocating the use of violence and taking someone down.
I'm not advocating that. I'm just saying it would be more understandable if they were looking for somebody who was a murderer or a rapist.
This is pretty
understandable. And we know for a fact they weren't. No, it's not understandable. It's absolutely outrageous, and that's why I'm so disappointed in what you're saying here. You're saying it's understandable.
It's understandable.
This is psycho, antisocial, destructive behavior.
Look.
This is not how you treat your customers or your masters.
They're not your customers. They're not. We are not the cops' customers.
They're supposed to be
our
servants.
They're a higher class. They are the king's men.
Yes, I know that's how it is.
This is how it has been for millennia. If you stand in the way of the king's men, you will be run through. Act like it, and you will not.
Okay, so I think that the reason this conversation sounds like Mark's defending the police officers, but I think what he's saying is, in reality, that he can understand why, with the perverse incentives that the police officers have, why they would react this way, and that this is just how things go in the society we live in. Not that it's right, but that he can understand. It doesn't mean that it's acceptable, but understandable is a different sort of word, I think, than acceptable.
Can you empathize with them, Mark?
With whom?
The cops.
Well, if you were put in a scenario where you're told that you're allowed to use force on somebody who refuses to pull over,
doesn't make it right.
It doesn't matter. I mean, he's asking me if I can empathize. So absolutely. If I'm told that this is my power and this is my duty, and that if my fellow police officers will make fun of me,
oh, is that the reason why they should do it? Is because they might get made fun of?
Peer pressure is extraordinarily important. The peer pressure goes on in your peer group, and it goes on in theirs. Don't act like it's not important, and don't act like it's not a human incentive.
It's true.
This is what I'm befuddled by, is that Ian is on the air on a nationally syndicated radio program going, oh, my, I can't believe what I've seen.
Oh, I
this
believe it.
This is the most stunning thing I've seen
all. No, I
didn't
say I can't believe it.
In the last 5 hours.
It is outrageous, though. You don't think it's outrageous?
Outrageous?
Yeah, they hurt an innocent man who hadn't hurt anybody else. I'm always outraged by that.
For outrage, it would have to be something that would separate itself from normality. This is normal.
It's normal to ride your bike down the street and not having been knocked off it by some crazed lunatic.
Not if that crazed lunatic has blue lights on his car and says, I'm not going to call him a crazed lunatic. Not if that person has blue lights on
his
car.
You're crazy if you go and attack peaceful people. It's an antisocial behavior. It's destructive. It's terrible. And the fact that you aren't outraged by this is disturbing to me.
Yeah, well,
let's continue here at 855-450-FREE. I mean, Allie, you find this pretty disturbing, right?
I definitely find it disturbing. I think Mark's what he said about peer pressure, I do think that that plays a large role in this. I think that choosing to associate with peers that are going to pressure you to hurt people, well, that's your own damn fault. I'm sorry.
Well, but, kids are told, playing cops and robbers as they grow up, that these are the good guys. Look, if you want to make a good living, right, you want to be a good guy, you want to have a peer group that respects you, all you got to do is be a cop.
Just beat on innocent people, and you'll be respected. And, in fact, that's what his neighbors think. You think he's a great guy. And he probably is a great neighbor. But it's not great, and it's not appropriate what he did today, and it was wrong, and our friend has to sit in a cold jail cell tonight as a result of that, and it's sick.
Even if you
end.
Even if you aspire to be a cop your whole life, and no one ever tells you why that might not be a good idea or how that might go against your conscience at some point, and you have these ideas that it's going to help society, once you're put in that situation where you're having to coerce someone who's been peaceful as far as you know, then that's the time where the responsibility is on you to say, no, I'm not doing that.
You know, the railing on the radio isn't going to do anything for you. You need to create a conversation within the community that includes the police in what you would like to see done.
How am I going to talk to the police? They don't even want to talk to me.
Well, that's because you've got 6 years of experience with them. If you change your ways and begin reaching out in different manners, rather than, you know, just calling people crazy and antisocial and sociopathic.
It is antisocial to attack other peaceful human beings. That's antisocial by definition.
Right.
I think the best thing to do in the situation is to expose them and to spread the idea of liberty.
Yeah, let's get as many people here as possible. What's going to solve this is to get liberty lovers here to New Hampshire, get them active, join the Free State Project. If you're sickened by what's happening.
Your type of liberty lovers. Okay,
anyone who loves liberty.
Am I not a liberty lover?
I think you are.
Okay.
Anyone who
so
loves liberty
I'd like to have people
here
that are ready to create inroads and get involved in the community in a capacity where they create positive interactions.
Yeah,
that's
me
not
too.
What you guys are doing.
Me too. What do you mean that's not what we're doing?
If you go to the neighbors and you want to show them a video, they won't take 1 minute of your time to look at a video. 1 minute of their time.
Why would they want to look at the video?
Because
it would change
why
how
would they
feel.
Want to look at the video?
It might change how they feel about their neighbor, and they want to feel positively
apparently,
about their neighbor.
Apparently, right. I got it.
Right.
Apparently, you don't have
whatever
social currency it takes in order to get people to look at your video. Some people do. They're pastors,
people
the volunteer
the
fire department. You know, all these people that actually contribute to their community, those people would be able to get that
the
done.
People that I stop on the street will watch the video. I bet you if I walk down Main Street, I could get half a dozen people in no problem, no time flat to look at the video. Because average people are disturbed by the police abusing people. 1-855-450-FREE, at least I'd like to think so. More coming up, 855-450-FREE.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at Biomat.com. bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a biomat.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 855-453. It's the Signal CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And do you support the police knocking a peaceful man off of his bicycle simply because he wouldn't stop for him? Or do you think they should maybe take it a little easier and wait and see where he goes, maybe follow him? I mean, maybe you don't need to jump right to attacking someone. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
As we continue, of course, we'll also take your calls about whatever's on your mind. And you can support the show if you'd like by going to shop.freetalklive.com. You can find links to Amazon there. You click into the right Amazon for you. And when you do that, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So you've got to order stuff you want, stuff you need as well. Amazon probably carries a lot of it, and you'll get free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items. When you shop through shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So it's the same great Amazon experience you're used to. It's just that you're entering through our links. So once again, shop.freetalklive.com. To the phones,
I was just on a site here that doesn't have Amazon doesn't have this. It's mailpoop.com. They'll send poop to a residence if you that you give them there. Of course, you have to give them your credit card. Some dog's poop, it would appear.
That's terrible, Mark.
What?
Let's continue here with Kevin listening in Indy to WXNT. Kevin, you're right, though, Mark. Amazon doesn't have everything.
They probably have rubber poop.
Kevin, go ahead. Yeah, probably true. Kevin, go ahead with your thoughts.
Two examples of incarceration, one federal level, one on a local. And I happen to know I'm acquaintances with the one gentleman, his brother, smoked on a plane in the bathroom and just now finished his 3-year sentence and was in federal prison.
Whoa! Hold on, just a second. Let me make sure I'm restating this in a way that people can are clear. You saying a man got 3 years in federal prison only for smoking in a bathroom on an airplane?
Correct.
Wow, that's
crazy.
Yes. So don't smoke cigarettes or anything on a plane. That's my tip of the day.
That's not a bad suggestion. Now, have they outlawed the use of the vaporizers yet on planes?
They're probably going to kick you off or tell you not to do it.
But I bet you could use that in the bathroom. They'd have no idea.
I would say that they would probably have no idea.
You're talking about the e-cigarette,
yeah,
right?
The e-cigarettes.
Yeah, see, that's the delivery system, and I've always been in favor. In fact, I invented a drink called Nicola. It has nicotine and caffeine in it, so it takes care of both.
Oh, my. You know? Okay. Is that a good idea? Okay.
It is. It's great. It's just I haven't made millions on it yet. The second is a young man, 18 years old, had sex with a 15-year-old in Indiana. Mm-hmm. And then his age is 16, so by like 2 months, he went to prison because the mother pushed it.
Oh,
and he served 1 year, was out for a year on probation. His probation officer showed up unannounced, and he wasn't supposed to have internet access. His girlfriend had a cell phone with internet access, and she did have one pornographic picture on it. He is now back in jail to serve the remainder of his prison term.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's horrifying.
And had a job, was never had any problems. Oh, and I think they did have one bottle of scotch in the cabinet, and he was not allowed to drink, so... I am just amazed. I can't.
Yeah, we just had a friend of ours got picked up today on a violation of probation for jaywalking.
But I can tell you this. I know there's one little small town here in Indiana that they would rather pay a $50,000 false arrest suit once in a while because they make so much money off arresting people that even if they do get a false arrest, they settle for $50,000. That's happened twice. They've settled. It's just such a lucrative business for them. And I really like Mark's example of the feudal system and how from the beginning of... That's why sheriffs were out there to collect taxes. And, the king didn't care. And fornication upon command of king gives us the one famous F word that we have out there. So, you know, they would even tell people to have sex to have their servants in the whole feudal system. So it's carried over to the state. And where we gain our law or garner our laws, of course, from English... history. So it's just a racket.
I'm gonna have to look that up. Fornication upon command of king. I'm gonna have to look that up.
Yeah, it's out there. It's real. And like cops, constable on patrol. So you know.
Yes, I've heard that one.
Yes, yes.
Good stuff, Kevin. Anything else
Game
you want to share tonight?
April 1st. Okay.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate
Thank
hearing
you.
From you. 855-450-FREE. That's right. April 1st is coming up, so beware of a variety of different April's Fools. Sometimes they'll catch me. I won't realize what day it is, and they'll catch me with April.
Which one was the April Fool's part?
April Fool's. Oh, I don't
know. Oh, okay. I thought he was getting us with April Fool's and maybe the fornication upon command of king thing was.
I don't know, but that's pretty good. 855-450-FREE, that is the toll-free number here. In fact, there's other TSA news that we can get into. Actually, I got this email from TSA George, who said he might call in tonight, but he hasn't called yet, so I figured we'd just jump into this. Apparently, his supervisor's been arrested. TSA George, working at the D.C. airport, his supervisor arrested for being a pimp. Silver Spring, Maryland. According to MyFoxDC.com, a manager at the TSA has lost his job after being arrested on prostitution-related charges. According to court documents, the agency had received a complaint of very similar activities back in 2009. Bryant Livingston, age 39, was arrested while on the job as a supervisor of TSA agents at Dulles International Airport. The Manassas, Virginia resident said by phone that he's innocent of the charges but declined to discuss the details of the case. According to charging documents, on February 15th, Livingston used cash to rent a room at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Silver Spring, and the hotel manager recognized Livingston as a previous customer who, on earlier occasions, had groups of males and females frequently entering and exiting his room, according to a court document. Similar activity was happening on February 15th, so the manager called the police to report likely prostitution. What a shame! Why would anyone who is running a hotel snitch on their own customers?
Apparently a pretty good customer.
I don't understand this.
Maybe they
Why
felt that,
that
he's liable to get in trouble some way.
I have a feeling it might have to do with if they find out about it and they could hold the hotel responsible
really?
Somehow. I don't know.
I mean,
they don't want a reputation.
That's the only reason I check IDs at my workplace is because I don't want to get in trouble for narcs or something.
That's a good point.
If they send in a narc for this prostitution rink thing, I think the hotel can be considered responsible.
Boy, I wonder about that. That'd be the first time I'd ever heard of anything like that. I've heard of it when it comes to selling cigarettes to people underage or alcohol. Like, I get that.
But people are scared because, I mean, not to say that it's true
really?
Necessarily.
But that's what I want to know. Is that true? Like,
who knows?
For law enforcement officers out there listening, is this the case? Like, if you're a hotel manager?
I've heard of people having their rental properties taken from them because their renters had drugs. I mean,
my
it's
renters
insane.
Were growing pot, and I didn't have the cops didn't even come talk to me about it.
Right.
I guess it just depends.
It just depends.
So I'm interested to know, is it actually illegal in some places to be a hotel manager to have a prostitution going on your premises? Hey, I don't know what those people are doing in that room. How could I have any idea what was going on in there?
They're supposed to check to make sure that anyone who has sex in their hotel rooms
didn't pay
for it.
Right.
Well, you know, what likely is the case is that if, for whatever reason, the hotel manager appears to not be cooperative enough, they will be considered complicit. Do you understand?
No, this is outrageous. I can't believe this is the case. And I've never heard it. We've talked about prostitution a number of times in the past. I've never even heard this suggested as a possibility. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many no-tell motels are there out there? There are motels that are, this is what their purpose is. You can rent rooms by the hour in some places. What do you think that's for?
I've certainly heard of rooms rented by the hour. I've never heard of it.
What do you think it's for?
I don't know what the purpose of a room rented by the hour would be.
Come on. What's the obvious purpose?
Take a shower.
Take a sec. Take a second here for me. Yeah, you could take a shower or whatever, but, I mean, you'd have to really be in a tight market for hotels to actually do this. What you want to do is to sell people a night. Look, we only sell by the night.
But wait a minute. Why would you want to sell the whole night when you can get more per hour? I mean, you charge more.
In the right places that may make sense.
Right. If it's $50 a night at the no-tell motel,
yep.
And you can charge $25 for an hour, then you want to do the hour, right?
I suppose.
Right. A lot of people go to hotel rooms to have affairs, too.
Sure. Absolutely. So these are designed for these sorts of hotels, these motels.
Have you ever seen a hotel that has
hourly rates?
Hourly rates.
I've never asked.
I've never actually seen in real life one of these places.
I'm not going to be here long, you guys. Do you have like a discounted rate if I'm looking? I've got about an hour and a half.
Just want to take a quick nap.
I don't know. I don't know if they actually advertise that on the sign.
Also,
like, is that something they would put out on Front Street? I don't think so.
Yucky poo. I mean, you know, who would get into a room that was just rented out to somebody else and for an hour? I mean, you have a pretty good idea what happened.
Well, hopefully they would change the sheets afterwards.
Why would they do that?
You never know about these places.
I mean, if these places are willing to rent out by the hour, why would they be willing to change the sheets for you?
Yeah, if you want a nice hotel room, don't go to a place that rents them by the hour.
Hopefully a pimp would supply his own sheets, maybe.
Yeah, I don't think so. 855-453. Of course, then again, this guy's going to the Crown Plaza. I mean, that's not a motel.
No.
That's a pretty nice hotel. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts coming up here in hour number three next on Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.